Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining me now, Derek Bodner covers the 76ers for the Athletic Philadelphia. And, of course, the Sixers in action tonight. Those Memphis Grizzlies are in town. And, Derek, Sixers have won three in a row. And I think the last three games kind of indicative of where this team is going. You know, I wouldn't say any of them were A performances. And, yes, they were against lesser teams. But they found a way to win. And it's kind of proven, kind of, I think, how far this team has come.
Yeah, it's exactly like you said. There's two factors involved in that. They're not playing the greatest competition, which you have to acknowledge, but they are also finding ways to win late games, close games, and to really turn it on in the second half, which a playoff-type team needs to do. They, like you said, have not brought their A effort, but they have found ways to win games, found ways to really clamp down on the defensive side of the court later on in the games, and they've been getting much-needed wins.
They are very close to clinching a playoff spot. It's not impossible that they could reach 50 wins this year. How much further along are they than you thought they'd be this season?
Oh, they're much further along. I was thinking 39 or 40 wins. They already have 39. Their magic number to clinch the playoffs is four, a combination of four Sixers wins or four Detroit or Detroit losses. So they are playing really well. Like you said, they could end up outside possibility at 50, but a reasonable probability at 45, 46, 47 wins. I don't think anybody realistically had them in that range to start the season, and they're pretty clearly outperforming.
What's the biggest reason for this outperformance? Is it having Embiid pretty much night in, night out? Is it Ben Simmons better than people thought? What would you attribute it to?
Yeah, I think there's two main takeaways that I have, and that's Embiid playing far more minutes than I think any of us expected, both in terms of games. I think he's up to 58 games played already, which I think most people would have expected was along the high end of his possibilities. And also, he's just playing more minutes. He's playing 33, 35 minutes per game regularly. He's now playing in back-to-backs. To have him on the court that amount of time has been a huge bonus. And then Ben Simmons, I mean, he's just been so much better than most rookies ever are. To have, I think, now 9 triple-doubles, 3 in his last 4 games, and to be turning on the way that he has on both the offensive and defensive side of the courts, he's been a huge bonus.
Tonight, Memphis, the Grizzlies 19-51, just playing out the string. And going back to our earlier discussion, is this just kind of a game that the Sixers need to take care of business in against a lesser opponent?
Yeah, it really is. Memphis is a team that is struggling big time, especially with Mike Conley out. Now you have, I think Tyreke Evans has missed a couple games. Marcus Gasol has missed a couple games. So really their main key guys have been out of action. And even then, they were a team that was in that ping pong ball chase. So this is a game that the Sixers certainly have a very good chance to win if they come out here with even a decent effort. Memphis just recently came off of a 19-game losing streak. To put it in the context of the degree of their struggles, so the Sixers have a great chance to pick up win number 40 tonight.
And we talked about the Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and how great they've been. How much does adding an Ilyasova, adding a Bellinelli make this team when you start pivoting and looking to the postseason and matchups in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that all year long has had one of the best starting lineups in the NBA. And they've been getting killed when they've gone to the bench. They address that a little bit by bringing in more shooting, more scoring off the bench in Bellinelli and Ilyasova. And for a team that bases so much of their offense around Joel Embiid in the post and Ben Simmons passing, to have two more guys who can stretch the floor, pull defenders away from the paint, and open things up for their two stars, it really helps them remain competitive, even while they have to mix in some bench players and take that starting lineup off the floor.
And how much consideration do you think Brett Brown gets for Coach of the Year after this season?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to look at Mike D'Antoni in Houston, team with the best record in the NBA. I think he's probably very much the favorite to win that award. But when you look at what Brett Brown has done with a young team, you know, we talked all season about how teams don't come in with two young players like Embiid and Simmons and make the playoffs. Teams don't come into the season with rookie point guards and make the playoffs. And here Brett Brown is, you know, probably days away from clinching a playoff spot, could win 45, 46, 47 games, could challenge for a 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. To have that kind of success with this kind of youth and inexperience, I think he's certainly deserving, but I do think it's probably going to go to Mike D'Antoni in Houston.
Derek Bodner, The Athletic Philadelphia, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Sixers, who host Memphis tonight. Derek, if someone wants to check out more of your stuff, what should they do?
Easiest way is on Twitter, at Derek Bodner NBA, and check out The Athletic Philadelphia at theathletic.com.
Derek, thanks for the time and insight.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.